United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, welcome to a meeting of the Stanford Select Board. If you have a matter to discuss that is not included on the agenda, you may do so by addressing the chairperson and stating your name and address. You will notice that all our meetings are recorded, and this is to aid with the summarization of the minutes. Visitors are welcome, and we allow 5 minutes of comments per visitor and 15 minutes per topic. Discussions will be held in a calm and civilized manner and respectful of others. Select Board members present are
Mike Denal,
Nancy Bashika,
Doug Wright,
John Dunn,
Bert Amari.
Will there be any adding of items that can't wait until the next meeting, or removal of items from tonight's agenda?
I have a grant agreement for the Clean Water Act. I guess additional agenda, additional correspondence.
Okay. Will there be any adjustments? Oh, I have one item too, regarding the tennis court and the garden down there. Will there be any adjustments to the agenda, such as changing the order of items? And please note that Jeb is recording the video recording the Select Board meeting. And it will be on YouTube. So, hearing of visitors. Hearing visitor. Do you want to address the Select Board?
Yes, if I could, please. If I could have a minute or two of your time, that'd be great.
What is your name?
I'm Michael Murphy. So I'm a former resident here.
Yeah.
My kids are born here. My son now owns a home on Sportsman's Road.
Right.
So I just wanted to express, I'm here representing him, and just wanted to express his concerns about a project that's going forward, not in opposition, just voicing his desire to be included in any negotiations that go forward with regard to that project.
What project?
Oh, the
stream diversion.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so something, the stream is actually on his property.
Yeah, I know.
His water affects his land, so he just wants to be informed of whatever's going on.
Well, you can look in the minutes and read the minutes and agenda,
right,
and come to the meeting and express yourself.
Well,
we have not made any decision. Dave is not here tonight, so.
Great. Yeah. So as long as we're informed, just wanted to our concerns and awareness.
It looks like there's going to be a lot involved in it, so it's not going to probably happen
right away.
Yeah, I know that things, you know, the weather is changing and things are problematic, and so it is an issue. And, you know, just going on a lot of places. Thank you.
Thank you. Reading and approval of records and orders. Is there a
motion
to accept the minutes as written?
Oh, yeah, I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Dave is not here for road conditions. But is this where you want to do the grant agreement?
He met with Jim Henderson, and they decided an area on Jefferson Road to replace two undersized culverts and some stone-lined ditches. They're thinking it would be a $7,000 grant with a town match of $1,750 to complete this work, and that was a good place to concentrate.
Motion to sign.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Done right here. Under road conditions, Dave is not here, but he got, last meeting, he was going to call around to see who could give us quotes on removing the debris from the last storm, all the trees that are down on the town road. So he talked, I guess Greater Heights was down here, and then John Dunn also put in a bid to remove some of the debris. Here's the bids. And I've got more information on Greater Heights, but John, I can't ask you to recuse yourself.
I would excuse myself in voting. I personally, I've done business with Greater Heights. I think they're a great crew, and they're great guys. If they can take care of it, I would have no problem with them doing the work.
But you don't have to recuse yourself. I'm just... Now, Dave called me this morning, and Greater Heights got back to him and said, if you want us to remove the brush instead of chipping it in on site there, they would remove the brush and just bring it up to our brush dump, and it would be cheaper than that bid. So because John put in a bid, Dave did not want to make the decision on his own. That's why he said we should.
That's fair.
Yeah,
if
this wasn't, if this wasn't John, I'd be asking a big question of, there's a, I guess it's a hard thing to compare quotes. One guy drives around and says, this is what I think I got to do with the other guy. It just doesn't seem like there's apples and apples there. So I wouldn't have a problem with you. It doesn't seem like you have a problem with just letting them do it.
No, they have the equipment, the crew. They'd probably be done in a day,
Yeah.
From what I've discussed with Dave on this 37 whatever, that was them kind of going around with a picker truck and just grabbing everything, so they make real short work of it. They're not going to be chipping the brush. They're just going to grab it, throw it in the truck, and bring it back to the shop and probably throw it in a pile somewhere and be done with it.
Okay.
I was really, really curious, and I would bring this to the board while we're looking at tree work, and we were discussing about tree work the other day at the top of the lane with certain trees. Is it worth, while we're having these guys do the work in town, is it worth having them look at any other trees and adding it to the ticket and taking care of it while they're here in town doing the work?
That's a good question.
Yes.
One of the things is, did we ever get any response back from the letter that we sent?
Yes.
We did. What was that response?
Dave spoke to the lady going up the lane on the left-hand side, and everything was okay with removing those trees. Yes. And the fellow on the top of the lane had no problem, but Dave has still got to get in touch with him because he had another question for Dave. He didn't give me the question. He wanted to talk to Dave.
That.
But it sounded like
those particular trees right there are a safety problem.
Yep.
I mean, if you go up there, you can see it. If John, John's idea is they're already in town, why don't we see if Dave can add that to it and see what the price is. And I have no problem with moving forward on what they've already quoted. But if they want to add to it and get that quotes reasonable, I think we should just give Dave permission to go ahead. Because an extra grand to take those trees down is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that's what it's going to be, but those are big trees. There's a lot there.
You're still saying
there. Do you guys agree?
I totally agree.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's a good idea.
You know, the quote's always going to be less when they don't have to come back.
Exactly. They're here. I don't know where they're coming from.
So, I mean, I don't know how you want to approach it. If you want to... John and I actually had a talk prior to the meeting on the way up to the site thing. And to kick things around back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, it's not always in the best interest of the town. Bill just mentioned something before the town, we'll bring that up too, but we've been kicking a lot of things around. You know, if we know this is going to be cheaper, let's give Dave the permission to say, okay, look, I'm going to fall within an extra X amount of dollars and do those trees on the top of the lane. You know, if it's you know, just outrageous. Dave you know, he's good at it. Let him use his common sense. Now, if there's other trees in town, I don't know where, you know, how much we can do, you know. But if those two we already talked about, that is definitely a safety problem.
Yep.
Agreed.
Let's
is that
a
motion?
Go ahead, Kurt.
I was hoping that was one.
No, I can make the motion to, yeah. The motion, well, we did, if they want to go and just drop the brush off, I would say let's motion to allow Dave to negotiate this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to if this is going to go down by dropping, you know, use your best interest. So if it's going to go up to our brush pile, by all means, go ahead.
Right.
And if they can do these other two trees within a reasonable cost, and Dave knows that it's not going to be
at Dave's discretion.
It shouldn't double this number.
No.
You know?
No.
So let's say, okay, Dave, you know it's a reasonable cost. Mm-hmm. The quote's fairly low, in my opinion. So let him.
Yeah. No, I think it's
let him go. Give Dave the permission to not to exceed the number if you want to.
That's the way.
Whatever you want. To
write that up, nice.
Nice.
I'll second.
Yeah. I won't even give a number. Dave knows.
Okay.
Yeah. Give Dave permission to spend the money for this tree cutting.
Yep. Both the ones from storm damage and the
top of
the lane.
Now Deb had her hand up. Do you think there's other trees in town? I would assume.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
So we can.
I've been talking about this for years.
Yeah, there's one on Jepson.
But these are trees that aren't falling down yet, but they will be someday.
Oh yeah.
I mean, just East Road, East Road alone.
It's a minefield just waiting to be set up.
Yeah.
That's where Dave was talking. Where does the town have the tree? You know.
Right. I mean,
program for tree removal in Stanford?
East Road's got a ton of them.
Because we can get carried away.
That's right.
We don't want to get too carried away.
How much do we
want to make sure that things
are taken care of. Jepson Road's got some real old trees on that road.
Mm-hmm. They're old, they're dead,
they're in rough shape.
Yeah. And they didn't get blown
the
down in the storm. That's
right. Trees. Yeah, the big old maples that are just starting to come down.
Yeah.
Large trees. The last storm on Jepson.
Anything else under roads, Lori? Do you know?
Trees.
Okay. Recycling? Nothing.
I noticed the steel bin is chock full when we went by. How often? That must be in the docket to get swapped out.
Yeah, I don't know who gets that and how much. There's not much.
Dave, you can handle
it. It's not worth the labor you put into it to get the money in for steel, but. By all means, anybody wants it. One thing I forgot to do, and someone mentioned air conditioners. I did not get a hold of that guy about the air conditioners. I apologize. I will try to do that again and see if they take them. I don't know if we want to just take that right off that we do not collect air conditioners, or do you want to just wait until
emergency management, nobody's here.
Okay. No, but... we did mention the hazardous mitigation plan
that hasn't been signed.
So you did say that a person's going to come next week or next meeting.
Next meeting.
They're going to come to the next meeting. I have the resolution and I have the agreement. She's faxed them to me, but she would like to come and present them.
So I don't want it to go any farther than that, guys, because we're missing out on grant money. So. We've already missed out on 5%, correct?
On the first grant, that's $20,000.
So that's $1,000. So, and you're saying there's other grants, correct?
What grant was that we missed out on the?
Oh, the FEMA reimbursement.
Right, the FEMA.
5%.
Yeah.
So we lost that, and there are several other grants that are still pending. I thought.
The other ones that Dave has.
aren't FEMA grants.
But it could, stuff could come up at any time.
Did I read somewhere that if we were in the process of updating our plan, that maybe they would be retroactive?
I tried.
Looks like FEMA didn't think so.
Right. But at the end of the day, we're going to approve whatever they approve. We're not going to change things.
If Dara sent you a resolution, why can't you accept the resolution? Let her come and explain it in 2 weeks.
Yeah, she's coming in 2 weeks.
I guess we didn't figure 2 weeks would matter unless we had...
And she wanted to be here. I don't know if this is part of her
process. Well, I don't know. If 2 weeks doesn't matter because there's no grants available right now, that's fine. But I don't want it to go further than that. Yeah. So, you know, let's keep this on the back burner then and say, look, don't kick this down the road and kick it down the road because we're going to lose it all.
I mean, who's kicking it down the road? We are or she is?
Well, I don't know. It sounds like we have to wait. It always seems like we're waiting for others.
The state kicked some things back. Dara answered them.
Yep.
Well, the state went back and forth with her like five times. So she really did stay on top of it trying to get...
The biggest delay was COVID and losing people that were working on it. And
we're not doing the pushing. We should have been penalized for it.
No.
It's not you guys' fault, really. It's not like you've been sitting on this for a long time. And FEMA only does 75%. But the ERAC through the state of Vermont does extra if we have the hazard mitigation and if we have all these other things in a row. And because we don't, Vermont isn't taking in that extra 10% or whatever.
Okay.
You had a question too, Laura?
No, sorry.
That was it?
Okay. No, but just let's not let it go too far.
Once we sign
if it's in our hands, we'll sign it.
Could it go through automatically once you sign the resolution?
5 years? 8 years? It's good for?
Yeah.
The plan?
The duration of the plan.
I think five.
Five or eight, I don't know.
Yeah. It's supposed to be renewed every 5 years.
The other thing under emergency management, I did see on media there, social media, Bob mentioned something about signing up for the Vermont
alert system.
Just keep putting that in the minutes. It's a good system. People should do that. It's just that one other tool that we can have.
Moving on to discussion, offer to purchase lot 188 in Alcohol.
So I received an email from Aaron Tyler who would like to make an offer of $500 for lot 188.
We had a tax sale for couple thousand. Do we want to ask him for more or do we want to accept his $500?
Is it just a landlocked property with just trying to add on?
It's just an Alcohol property that we acquired at tax sale with. You guys usually it's not making any money sitting in our hands.
Is he in a butter? I don't think he owns any right now.
One of the things that was brought up a couple of years ago is when, especially with COVID, people were buying land up in Stanford, buying land in Applewall, and they were flipping it. They were buying it, and then they were saying, okay, I bought it for $500, I put it up for sale for $10,000. And you know, you get $5,000, you say, cha-ching, I'm happy. If that's happening, good, go ahead. And if you guys, anybody else wants to do it, go ahead. No, but in my opinion is, and I agree, we sit on things, we go back and forth for, where are we going to go, another 500 bucks?
So
and in the meantime,
the
we don't get exactly
worth it.
So the town doesn't get the money, and we're not getting any taxes. The minute we put it back on the tax roll, we start getting taxes.
Yeah.
To me, like you said, we don't get the money. So why play the game? I make a motion we accept the 500.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Correspondence, Lori, or anything else under discussion?
You're going to do the ARPA stuff later?
Sure. You want to do it now under correspondence? Yeah.
Not ARPA, the DB fiber.
Yeah. Okay.
And landed with me being out this week and whatnot. I don't know if I made copies for you guys. I know I emailed it to you, so if you want paper copies, I can go in this.
No, I looked at the email. Looks all right.
I talked to Lori yesterday about the documents, and I called DV Fiber to say, are these all we need? What else do we need? Because it seems like they're throwing stuff at us the last minute. They gave it to us all at once. We haven't done it. So they didn't get back to us. So Lori and I looked at the form, and we removed some stuff because it didn't pertain to Stanford. So what's the first one here? Use of ARPA funds. We're going to allow the customers to self-certify that they are in need of financial support to complete the fiber installation on a first-come, first-served basis. That's what we discussed at another meeting, and we put it on our form that people can apply for financial assistance. And then the balance of the cost is the owner's responsibility.
So, well, you're mentioning the word ARPA funds, but is that where this money's coming from? Or I thought we already put that money
in. We put the money in the pot, but now we have to authorize TV Fiber to release it to our residents on these.
And that's where it originally came from, is the ARPA funds. Okay.
Yep. And we're going to allocate an amount to each customer up to $500. Now, Lori, I was reading over that form. If you're reading it, the first paragraph, it says financial assistance for conduit. We said they could do a one-time connection, whether it's conduit, whatever it is, just a one-time connection.
Take your conduit word out.
So I think to go along with our form that for the funding application, we said
which form are you starting with?
We're starting with the use of ARPA funds, this one.
Just in support of what Nancy's saying, it's possible that they might need money to support a second phone pole being installed.
Yeah, keep it.
It's an installation.
Also, the possibility they could get the additional $175 of wiring inside their house.
Right.
If it falls into $500, there's no reason not to allow it.
It's very, I looked at these numbers. It's very difficult for anybody to actually, if you get into these numbers, you should help them out. These are low numbers.
So on our application for financial assistance, it says I'm requesting funding for the following project: installation of DV fiber and or conduit at home address. So if we keep it the same as that, and there's three spots where it says conduit, and because we don't want to limit it just to that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And on the use of ARPA funds, we're going to give it to people of financial support and allocate an amount to each customer up to $500. Should we be more specific and say the ones that have been approved for financial support? Because otherwise it seems to me it says allocate an amount to each customer up to $500, so it could be any of us.
It says it's the form actually has to be filled out.
To each approved customer?
Yeah,
each approved.
Yeah, because you have, there is a form with it, so. Yeah, that's fine, you can change that.
And then the other thing, assist customers in the process of hiring a contractor. It is the customer's obligation to hire, but DV Fiber will directly pay any town approved contractor's invoices. How are we going to assist the customer? Can we just say, here's the list that DV Fiber supplied for us, but you can get your own contractor if you want?
Yeah.
You can suggest a list.
These are suggestions, yes.
There are other local contractors.
Right.
There are people who can do this locally. A number of people, the last time I looked at the list, were not close by.
Right. And they probably did some more in their area of Vermont, and we're closer to that. On the second form, instructions to DV Fiber regarding use of town ARPA funds. It's the st- same thing. We're going to say yes, allow customers to self-certify and complete the financial paperwork to complete fiber installation on first-come, first-served basis, and allocate up to 500. It's kind of like duplicate here. That's why I didn't know why we have all these forms. And then use of remaining funds. This is what you've always asked. Any funds remaining after the chosen option for distribution above is completed shall be distributed as follows. Should we expand the use of funds to the approved applicants to reimburse the applicant for installation costs? Meaning, if there's only one person that applies, gets the $500, but it cost $2,000, do we give them the money?
Are you going to make a cutoff date?
We said that we're going to...
If we don't, how long is the fiber company going to keep this money in there and wait for people 5 years from now?
They don't want to.
Right. That's just, they don't want to keep track of this. We're talking $7,500.
That's minimal.
Yeah. They don't want it.
What other options do you have, Madison?
Return the remaining to Stanford.
For the purchase of a side-by-side, so it's
or just let DB Fiber keep it in their pocket. Let DB Fiber have it.
We take it or they keep it?
Those
are the choices.
Well, I think that's, I'm going to say, don't let them keep it.
Yeah, that's right.
I think if we had a cutoff date of a year from now or whatever you want to do, I mean, people either are going to hook up or they're not going to hook up. And if you need more, and if they need more, which if it's 2,000, give them the money. But if it still comes out where there's still money left over, then just give it back to the town. Right? That's it.
Yeah.
The only problem with the JV is they're giving you back ARPA money.
We'll put it back in the ARPA fund.
Yeah.
How long do you have to use the ARPA money?
We'll spend it on
we got time to use the ARPA fund, but we have to designate it by the end of this year.
Okay.
So unless you're going to set a date.
So we would have to have a date come up before the end of this year.
By December 25th of this year, for people to have applied, then you've got to grab it back.
Right.
And allocate it.
So we'll have to know where that is.
You can allocate it anywhere. Just put it towards the town garage.
But it has to be down
right
there.
The town garage. I'd say
December 1st.
Yeah, I would say give us a little leeway.
December 1st, give us a month to play games.
Yeah, you're going to have a runout period in order to get that.
Yeah. So I'd say, do this. What's it? August. Today's August.
August 1st.
Yeah, so.
Still got 5 months.
Yeah. I'd say December 1st, you got to apply, and then whatever money's not spent, it goes back into the harbor, and we'll spend it. We'll find
out. Okay, so they're applying by December 1st.
Mm-hmm. And then.
But they're not going to get the bills. They're not going to get hooked up and get bills before the ARPA money comes back to us. No way.
Oh, I got a question.
Yeah.
So we have ARPA money in the fund right now.
Yes.
We have to spend it all by the first of the year?
No, we have to designate it.
Okay, so if we ask for the money back, put it in our ARPA fund, right, and we spend it before the first of the year, and then we set aside $7,500 for this project and don't have DV Fiber do any of it, can we do that?
If you just allocate all of your ARPA money to something, then if you get it back and it is part of ARPA money, it's allocated with the rest of it.
So we have to allocate something by the first of the year. If there's money, we can use that money towards whatever we allocate it towards. If not, then we use the other money.
If you've done it for renovation of the garage, you're clean.
And by the first of the year,
you don't have enough money to do everything that you might like to do with the garage.
Right, exactly.
You're safe.
Okay. So then, we can still say by the first of the year then, Because it doesn't matter now, the number. We know that we're going to get, at the most, we're going to get $7,500 back.
Right.
So we've already allocated to have to spend that. Right now, we already did it on the garage.
Oh.
So if we get it back, we spend it. If not, we don't.
Okay.
All it has to be is on paper, but they have to be cash.
And it doesn't have to be spent for 2 years after.
So there you go.
Yeah, as long as you have it allocated, right?
Allocated by the end and then spend by 2 years.
Because we didn't spend it on this. I mean, what will you do? Give it back to the state?
No.
Of course not.
That really does not.
And then they're going to give us some more?
Okay, so we're going to ask them to return remaining to Stanford.
But we still have to have deadlines.
Yes, and that's what I'm asking. Where are we putting this deadline? Should we put it on the form? Apply by
December 1st,
and then we'll go from there.
You got to revise the form again.
And then tell.
We've talked to people, we've put it out in the select board minutes, on and on, about five. We would have been in a tougher place if anybody had showed up and responded to that, because we didn't have any forms to do it with.
Right. Now, wasn't there like five people that were maybes?
There were five people that were maybes, one person. I'm not sure whether that's within the five or not. I got the name. It turned out they had already gone out to the people's house. The extension for conduit is 1,200 feet. There, I talked to them personally. They would not have met the self-certification. So that's gone by. I've gone back to Gabby, the director for DV Fiber, and she still hasn't given me specific locations or specific names. But it looks like Keith, who's been the one in touch with the engineering staff that are actually doing the installations, went out on his own and contacted these people and reviewed. If they get around to giving us the other five names, Bob or I will go out and see if we can help these people or let them be sure that they're aware that there's help.
Okay.
Yeah, there's
the other deadline. Go ahead.
The forms are very easy to fill out. Yeah. They're not.
Oh, yeah.
But, like you said, the communication is saying, hey, you know there's a form here.
But the
other thing is we need to give the fiber company a deadline that the bills need to be submitted. So if we give the person a deadline to do the forms, but then they don't do the work, you know, because it's going to be winter time.
Right.
They might not do the work
till spring. That's okay. We've already committed.
We have 2 years.
That portion of that ARPA fund.
Okay.
Okay. If it sticks at 500 and they later on go over it, that's on them.
Okay.
So no one has applied yet or even talked to you about this, Lori, right?
Not yet. So the box that says maybe we would pay additional funds above the initial first 500, we're not going to do. We're just going to have everything come back to Stanford for the project.
If they get back to us by December 1st.
Yeah, I thought we said we would. Yeah.
Make that decision on December 2nd.
Yeah. And, do you want to wait until the next meeting to approve it, or do you want to approve it with all changes?
Approve it with all changes.
Motion.
Get this out.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Get it out. Okay.
I have another second meeting, that. Fiber meeting next Wednesday. And so I'll push again to try and find the mysterious people.
Are you, maybe we can work tomorrow? I don't know which. I'll talk to you later. Okay, next week. Any other old business?
Well, we just did a county road site visit. And we were going to change it from a class 4 to a trail. It looks like after the public meeting that we did afterwards, we decided that we would leave it alone at this time. And I just don't think it'd be in minutes.
Yep.
Then we're going to leave it to a class 4 road at this time, unless other information comes up to change that. But at this time, we're going to leave it.
Okay. we do a motion in public hearing? We did. Oh, we didn't? No, we did.
I'll make that motion now that we leave it at class four at this time.
Okay.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I thought.
Sorry. I know the motion is there. Weren't you going to talk to Dave first?
Well, like I said, at this time, so if more information comes up, we can bring it back up. Just so it's behind us, if Dave did say, yeah, that's fine, we don't have to bring it
back. Lori, how are dogs coming in? Last time, we had 10 dogs left.
Yeah, we might have had one or two more. It hasn't been that much since the last meeting.
I will email Luke. Get the status on this and new business, Lori. Or anybody.
Well, I would just like to remind you guys that August 13th is the state primary election. You guys and the Justice of the Peace are counters after the election. So you could plan to be here at 7.
On a Tuesday night?
On a Tuesday night, 7 o'clock when the
no meeting
closes to count the ballots.
Yes. It probably won't be long. The ballots are sparse. Okay. Under new business, this is regarding the tennis court. Fran Busa, who is a preschool teacher, was sad to see that we're taking the tennis court and the garden apart because she was running a program for pre-K through 4 in gardening. And she would like to know if she could bring the boxes and the soil up towards the school and use it here. I said, I'll run it by the select board, but I didn't see any problem with that. And she would like to put maybe some down by the basketball court. And I don't think there's any problem with us. And was there two picnic tables down there or one?
I don't remember. Yeah, there's at least one.
And maybe we could leave one down there with the building because the building's in pretty good shape. And leave one picnic table there and bring one up here. She said they would be happy to use it. She just needs help, and if Dave could help her. I don't see why he couldn't help bring that up. Question Dave.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I'll run it by him.
Yeah.
No objection.
I think it's a good idea.
No.
So if they're working with gardens and stuff, I think we should allow them to do that.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Better than some of the things they're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
No, definitely.
I did notice, this is just off the subject of that, I did notice that the school had a dumpster here.
Yes,
yeah,
I noticed that too.
Seemed like a lot of stuff went in that dumpster. And I know that's their meeting, so maybe I'll go to that meeting and bring it up, but I was wondering, you know, all that furniture and books, and kind of seems like that's taxpayer money, so I was wondering why they didn't notify anyone if anybody wanted to take a book home.
Could they put it out on the lawn for
but
free?
I'll bring that up at the school meeting. I would like to know who's in charge of that, I guess. Just seems like a big dumpster full of stuff.
Yeah, it seems a shame to throw it away. I'm
it
sure there's like
shame.
A
that's my opinion.
Third world country somewhere that could have used it
yeah.
and donated it or someone.
So it's just an opinion.
I had all my kids' books. I couldn't donate them here, Reedsboro. Any Pittsfield, no place is taking books. It's really tough.
Yeah.
So if you've got a third world country to ship them to,
well, I know that parochial schools are always looking for.
They're not.
Well,
in
I've found projects like Kona, for instance. I think they utilized old desks and stuff. They went somewhere and they loaded them up
and the same thing with desks. You know, they're always looking for furniture.
Somebody could have probably used a desk for home or a kid's
but
desk.
I'm just saying it would have been nice to have a little bit of a notice, but
yes.
It's an opinion. I'm not putting them down. I like to look into it more.
Is it already a done thing?
Yeah,
it's already gone.
Just wondering, when the school gets you know, who does that? Who makes that decision?
Was it at the school board?
Is it a school board or is it the, you know, the union? I don't know.
You could see if there were outdated textbooks or something like that, but.
It seems like
they look like they're all desks and chairs, and but I'm assuming they're gonna have to buy all new stuff.
It seems like we just bought some books.
And then there's this whole budget, this big budget thing, and here they are throwing out desks and buying all new stuff.
I'm not saying this is done. You're right, but in the future, if it comes up, maybe we can have a little bit more notice. And there are homeschoolers in this town right now, so it would be nice to offer it at least.
Yep.
It's just a suggestion. I'll bring it up at that meeting.
What? Big long tables like that.
Mm-hmm.
Big,
yeah.
Like this?
These are nice. I wouldn't mind having a couple of these.
Yeah, folding tables,
these are nice tables.
I wonder how much it's
going to
cost to replace them.
Well,
I don't know. That's
not. Yeah,
it's like. Well, yeah, I'm sure they got it all figured out. That. If it was at a school board meeting, you go to school board meetings.
I don't know. Was there a budget? I haven't gone in a little while.
Again, I'll bring it up there. It's my understanding that the school board is in charge of the financing department, so of the building.
Principal and staff who didn't want it in their school room anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll ask.
Too bad. Any other new business? I have executive session on here, but I don't know why we had it on there. I didn't catch it when we had it.
The school board always has it on there.
Yeah. So just in case. I have no reason to go.
Just in case you get out of line during the meeting, we can have an executive session.
So if there's no other business, do we have
motion to adjourn?
Cool.
Okay. Miller.
Wow. Let me turn this.
Miller, do you want